Welcome to the Statistical Research Methods course. My name is Mikko Rönkkö and I'm the teacher of the course. During this video, you will learn about the basics of the course, what are the things that we cover on the course, and some of the basic principles behind how you work on the course. This course can be a bit different from other courses that you have taken at the university. The background of this course is that I've been teaching this for maybe about 7-8 years now, and I started designing the course when I was doing my postdoc at Aalto University, Department of Industrial Engineering and Management. Then we decided to move to Jyväskylä, and I worked at the University of Jyväskylä, the IT department, for a couple of years, and I continued developing the course, and then I moved to the business school to be on a tenure track, and I further continued developing the course. So this course is based on what I've learned during my journey in the academia, and also what I have taught in these different contexts, industrial engineering management, information systems, and now the business school. This is a basic course, and the basic is in these quotation marks. It's basic in the sense that I also have an advanced course. And it's basic in the sense that we don't go very deep into analysis, into complicated or complex analysis techniques. We look at basic principles, fundamentals in doing quantitative research, and some basic techniques like regression analysis and factor analysis, and simple testing like a t-test. But we do that on a very deep level. So after the course, you'd really be able to understand what regression analysis is about, and what do we do when we do regression analysis, why we apply regression analysis, and why we wouldn't like to apply regression analysis in some context. And this allows you to build a foundation on which you can then learn on and develop your skills toward more complex techniques. Another thing why basics are useful is that quite often the only thing that you do actually need is a basic tool and then a skilled person to apply that tool, instead of a basic person with an advanced tool which often does not produce very good research results. Let's take a look at what the course is about. So during this course, we have a couple of learning objectives. After this course, you should understand the basic principles on how we make causal claims using quantitative data and statistical analysis. So we want to make claims such as naming a woman as a CEO causes the firm to be more profitable, instead of that being a mere association. We also go through some basic principles of measurement. Measurement is about the process of getting and collecting data. How do we do measurement? How do we justify that our measures are reliable and valid? How do we evaluate reliability? How do we evaluate validity in an actual empirical study? That kind of questions. Basic, very fundamental. Be able to evaluate the qualitative research designs. One of the things that this course is about is research design. We have a very strong focus on the decisions that you do early on in the research process. Quite often when people start with quantitative research, they go straight for the analysis techniques. So the assumption is that as long as I know how to run a structural ecosystem modeling analysis using software, I will be a good quantitative researcher. It does not work that way, unfortunately. There are lots of other things that you need to consider even before you go and collect your data. And those other things that you do before data collection actually determine the quality. And when we evaluate the quality of research, we can't simply look at that whether a model is applied correctly or not, but we need to evaluate more holistically. And that is one of the skills that we learn during this course. We learn also about interpretations. Most interpretations in management research and in information systems are, is hypothesis supported or not? And basically, if we say that X causes Y, the hypothesis that we're testing is that the effect of X on Y is not zero. But not zero is normally not very useful. If you go and talk to a manager, the manager wonders, should we invest into this new factory or not? Would it increase our profitability? Going and telling the manager that the increase in profitability will not be zero, you're going to be laughed out of the room. So that's not the right way to look at the results. Instead, we need to interpret what each number in your analysis results means. For example, if regression analysis tells you that each additional unit of investment increases your profitability by 0.2 units, we need to understand what does the 0.2 mean and how the meaning of that 0.2 depends on the research context. And that's the fourth thing that we do on the course. Then we also learned basics of statistical software. So everyone who takes the course must complete at least one regression analysis using R, STATA, or SPSS. Out of these three, R and STATA are really professional tools, and SPSS, while it's commonly used, the popularity of SPSS is mostly due to historical reasons and not that being a particular good software. So if you're undecided between this software, I have video material where I compare these, but generally going with STATA, which is very common in management research, is not a bad choice. You can always try different software and switch later on. Let's take a look at the structure of the course and what do we actually do on the course that enables you to reach these learning objectives. There are a couple of principles that we need to understand how the course works. If you think that you come to the seminar, you spend 4 hours on the seminar, and then you come to the seminar 2 weeks later, you spend 4 hours on the seminar, and then you do that again in 2 weeks and you learn, then you are not right about it. So a large share of this course and the work that you do for the course happens between the seminars. So we have independent study, we have work that you need to do between our seminars, we have online interactions, all kinds of things. So this is a blended learning course because it combines online elements and in-person elements. Or we can also be in fully online format, in which case the seminars are run over Zoom, as are the computer labs. We have readings, we have interactive videos. So I don't really think that lecturing this stuff is the most useful way for people to learn. If I just explain something, it's a lot better that I do it on video and then you can watch it on your own pace. If you think that it is easy, you can speed it up. If you think that it is difficult, you can pause and think. So you can go through the material on your own pace. That's a lot more effective way of doing it than me lecturing at the same pace for everybody. If you have questions, there is room to ask those questions. And you can even ask questions mid of a video by using online interactions. We have written assignments. So for every seminar, there is a written assignment that is either mandatory or optional, and there are readings. And it is important that for those mandatory parts, you actually do the readings because the seminars are built around the readings. So we'll discuss the readings. If we have an empirical paper, then we'll discuss why certain decisions were done in the paper. If you have not read the paper before the seminar, then you can't really participate in the discussion and you will not learn from the seminar the things that I wanted you to learn. And seminars are for discussions, they're not lectures. So thinking that you come to a lecture to listen to me teach is not the right way of thinking about this course. So this is work on your own, think about questions, what is hard, how did you interpret how did you understand the material? Then we come to the seminar and we try to correct misunderstandings, fill in the blanks in your understanding, and so on. So that's one part of the course. Another key element is that we have we interact and you receive feedback, you give me feedback. We have ways of interacting outside the seminars. So we have course forums for discussions. There is always a discussion task for each two-week unit in the course that you need to complete. You can also ask questions about your own research. If you read an interesting paper that addresses some of the things that we talk on the course, or you learn about the concept of like reliability or maybe criterion-related validity, and you see that applied in a paper in a way that does not, for example, correspond how I teach the concept, then you can ask those questions on the forums and I'll answer to my best of my ability and also the time. Videos that I give you are interactive. So for every video, there is one or more tasks that you need to complete. And these tasks are there to verify that you have understood what I explained, and to also keep you engaged so that it's not just passively watching the videos and then thinking about something else. You need to focus on what I say, and these tasks in interactive videos make sure that you actually do. Then you have assignments. For every assignment that you do, I will provide you individual feedback. So I'll write comments to your assignments, and then I also provide model answers. So if there's a 5-page essay that you need to return, then the model answer could be a 10-page essay that explains how I would have done the model answer, done the assignment, and also what are some of the common mistakes that people do, some of my thinking on why certain mistakes are common, and so on. And this is a very important for learning, because if you don't get feedback, if you don't read your feedback, then you don't really have an idea of whether you have understood things correctly. And there are a lot of misconceptions, and it is easy to misunderstand things. So for that reason, it is important that you actually check how you were graded, what kind of written comments you got, and then the model answer also. And now, the course schedule and content. We have basically four different parts of the course. So the course is structured as 2-week units. The first unit is a bit longer. It basically runs for a couple of months. It's time for you to study for the pre-exam, and that forms the first part of the course. Then we will have units that are 2 weeks each. The first 4 units are about regression analysis. Quite often, when there's a research methods course, there's one lecture on regression analysis, and then the instructor moves to other topics. I think 4 lectures with lots of readings is about the right for the basic introductory level, because regression analysis is a pretty fundamental tool, and it's actually a very versatile tool when you know how to use it. And quite often, it's also the ideal tool. For example, many researchers, when they have multi-level data, they want to go for multi-level modeling. That's, in most cases, actually unnecessary, and normal regression analysis would do as well. So understanding regression analysis is very important because it's a very broadly applicable tool, and also it's a foundation on which you build other methodological understanding. Then we have 2 units about measurement and factor analysis. Measurement is the process of collecting data, and factor analysis is a basic tool for assessing the reliability and validity of our measures. And finally, we conclude by discussing research design and current issues, and we talk about things such as research ethics, reproducibility, replicability. I share you some of my own experiences on when I ask authors about things that look a bit weird in their analysis results, perhaps. Can the authors explain it to me, or do they just tell me to go away, and that kind of things. It's a very interesting module where we look at the bigger picture, not specifically any research design or any analysis, but simply how people actually go about doing research and to which direction the designs and methods are heading currently. So this is the structure of the course, and I have other videos where I explain the ways of working in more detail.